Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Governor Murphy had set a goal for New Jersey of getting at least 4.7 million adults fully vaccinated by the end of this month. Well, today he announced that the state has reached and surpassed that goal nearly 2 weeks early.
We have officially crossed 4.7 million fully vaccinated individuals in the Department of Health's count. And by the way, we are not close to stopping. This is not in any way, shape, or form the end of history.
Murphy says New Jersey no longer has a pandemic among the vaccinated. It has a pandemic among the unvaccinated, though. So he's urging those who haven't gotten a shot yet to get one for the community, for their family, and for themselves. Meantime, the governor's right-hand woman during the pandemic has been, as he puts it, someone who needs no introduction. New Jersey Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli. You know, during his news conferences, he always references Judy, and trying to figure out who in the world is that. Anyway, today, Murphy's other big announcement was that the new health department building in Trenton will be named after Judy. Here's her reaction.
I'm a little stunned right now and a little speechless. My friends from university know that's hard to believe that I could be speechless. I love University Hospital. Governor, I don't even know what to say, except that it's a pretty long name, so it's got to be a pretty big, big building. I don't know.
Persichilli is the first nurse to serve as New Jersey's health commissioner. Well, first it was Citi Field and the U.S. Open, and now Yankee Stadium, opening up at full capacity, and they're not waiting to do it either. The Yanks say 100% of tickets will be sold for tonight's matchup at the stadium against the Oakland A's, and they will not be checking for vaccination status. That was a scary scene last night for an ambulance crew in the Bronx. Samantha Liebman has more on that.
The video shows a man punching and breaking the glass of the side door of an ambulance, then going inside as one of the crew runs out the back. Paramedic Anthony Almogera, who is vice president of the FDNY EMS Officers Union, says the man started in the ambulance.
The guy wakes up, becomes extremely violent, starts attacking the crew member who's in the back, the EMT in the back of the ambulance.
It happened Thursday night on Pelham Parkway. One of the crew was punched and spit on, but is okay. He says these incidents are nothing new.
We go into all the same dangerous situations as cops and firefighters. And this mayor, you know, has done nothing to help the quality of life of EMS workers, namely with pay and benefits.
Almogera says in addition to EMS's role in the pandemic, this highlights the dangers of the job. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds News.
Well, the mayoral race here in the city heats up. You can probably expect to hear a lot more back and forth on this weekend as the candidates make their case for the final days ahead of the June 22nd primaries. Typically, the person who wins is the person who ends up becoming mayor. That's how important this thing is. Eric Adams was at a gun violence rally today with several anti-violence groups and civil rights leaders. He appeared with the mothers of two victims, including the mom of Junior Guzman, who was dragged out of a bodega by gang members and murdered. Adams remains at the top of most polls, but Catherine Garcia and Maya Wiley aren't too far behind. Today, he called on voters to ignore his opponent's talking points that he's trying to bring back stop and frisk.
I am not looking to bring back stop and frisk. Police officers are not going to do and use any tool that's abusive.
That's right.
Period. That's the bottom line.
We expect to hear from other candidates as the weekend progresses here. Meantime, many New Yorkers have already voted in early voting. And, of course, this is the first time they're using that so-called ranked choice system. We'll see how it all ends come Tuesday, Election Day. Stuyvesant Heights now. You've heard the story. Police say a fight over a parking spot has cost a teenager his life. Cops say the incident happened about 2:30 yesterday in front of 158 Decatur. They say 15-year-old Tori Lovick got into it with a 48-year-old man. Cops say the dispute appeared to be over a parking space and that the 48-year-old plunged a sharp object into the boy's chest. They rushed him over to Kings County, but he didn't make it. Pronounced dead there at the hospital. The 48-year-old is in custody. Charges are pending. Looks like you don't have to be one of those dogs on Paw Patrol to get yourself around the city. Did you hear about this dog, Indy? Based on surveillance video and witness accounts, pup named Indy ran away from her home on the Upper West Side last week. She ran through Riverside Park, over to the Midtown Tunnel, through the tunnel, and then all the way to Long Island City before she was found in a warehouse the other night, hanging out with a pack of feral cats, it says here. Joining us live today on 1010 Wins, her owner, Heather Angus, saying Indy's ordeal left her a little bit banged up, but she was glad to be home.
I took her to the vet immediately. They said she was dehydrated severely, so they put some fluids under her skin and then did lab work. And they said she was safe enough to go home, and now she's on a refeeding schedule.
Angus admits that even if it was just for a week, she was really surprised that Indy chose hanging out in a warehouse with those cats over the bed and breakfast lifestyle, she says, that she lives at home. Glad she made it back home safely. Governor Cuomo announced the nine new pop-up vaccination sites that'll be located at or near early voting locations, says they'll focus on zip code data, which shows the vaccination rate lower than the statewide average. The governor says the state remains laser focused on making the vaccine accessible to every community, and they'll go wherever New Yorkers go to reach them. He says having a vaccine pop-up near voting places allows New Yorkers to perform two civic duties at once, casting their ballots, rolling up their sleeves. Some young homeless New Yorkers about to start getting $1,250 monthly cash payments. No, it's not the latest lottery scratch-off promotion, folks. It's part of an experimental partnership between the city and the University of Chicago's Trust Youth Initiative. It's aimed at stabilizing the lives of young homeless people and getting them into housing, schools, and jobs. The University of Chicago's Matt Morton spoke to 1010 Wins.
This project is about delivering those resources to young people and evaluating what happens when we trust young people with providing them the resources that they need over 2 years to exit homelessness.
In the first phase of the initiative, 30 to 40 homeless New Yorkers between 18 and 24 will get the monthly cash payments to spend on whatever they want, no questions asked, for up to 2 years. And the security guards at city-run homeless shelters around the five boroughs about to get a little raise. Mayor de Blasio and the city council, Corey Johnson, the speaker, they're announcing that the city's setting aside $40.5 million to make sure the wage for the guards meets the prevailing wage of other security workers. De Blasio and Johnson say that means some shelter guards will get raises from $15 to $18 an hour. All right, now. And we'll also be getting new benefits like family health care. Well, a Purple Heart today for a 99-year-old Brooklyn man who served in WW2, and he's also an NYPD veteran to boot. Ozzie Fletcher is his name, being honored at a ceremony at the Fort Hamilton Community Club. Army Chief of Staff General James C. McConville will do the honors. Fletcher was recently approved by the Secretary of the Army to receive the Purple Heart. This is more than 76 years after being wounded during the Battle of Normandy. They say due to some of the racial inequities at the time, Fletcher and another soldier named Johnny Jones, who's 101 years old, had their stories of heroism overlooked. Senator Chuck Schumer will appear in a video greeting to Mr. Fletcher. In addition to serving in the Army, Fletcher also served on the NYPD from 1949 to 1973. Put in a lot of time there, man. He was also a high school teacher and a community relations specialist in the Brooklyn DA's office. I think that qualifies him as a pretty good guy.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.